Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheem is here, guys, and he's just walked in, which means practice is done. Raheem Morris, our head football coach. Coach, we were just playing a cut from Zach Robinson talking about if he can't hear the play, talking about Michael Penix, he has plays he can go to, and we were just clowning around and said, look, if I'm Mike, I'm going with my favorite play. Everybody go deep.
You know, easier said than done.
True.
You do have plays you can go to. You just prefer it not happen in a situation of play.
Right.
I think when it happened on the third and one, kind of freaked him out a little bit and made him pause, you know, because critical moment, don't want to mess that up. Third and one, when you think you got a chance to get it, and you kind of froze up on those things. But, like, definitely a learning experience for Michael, definitely a learning experience for us. Definitely something we can clean up, and we'll get that done. And, you know, it was part of that this week and starting our practices and how we want to go. And we are definitely not letting you draw up any plays in a huddle. I walked in on that.
I'm just saying. I'm like, go, go.
He didn't take into factors of – it being third and one, getting the first down,
it's true. This
moving
is true.
The chains. He had none of that stuff.
There was a story back in the day about Randall Cunningham with the Eagles just going, everybody go deep. It's like, well, what's the protection? You know what I mean? We need to know this stuff. We got our head coaches in the building. Obviously, you know, there's always going to be clunkers for elite teams. This is a team which is trying to get to the playoffs. What happens, you know, when you just feel it's going south? I mean, because fans always wonder, how does a team just come out that flat? And obviously, it's nothing you anticipated going up to Charlotte.
I didn't feel like we came out that flat. You know, I felt like we came out, we moved the ball, we got into the red zone. We missed the throw, you know. We missed the big throw that could have been a touchdown. It really changed the dynamic of that. I felt the team go a little flat after we missed that second field goal. You know, that was a big energy drop. That was a change. And we never got back. And I, like I said after the game, I said, put that on me. You know, you got to find a way to get those guys back. You got to bring them back. You got to find a way to get the energy up. And we'll do that. But you had that loss, and you don't want it to make you lose a game twice. You got to acknowledge it. I think you got to take credit for it. I think you got to own up to it. And then you got to take the criticism that comes along with it. And, like, that's what we're doing right now. You guys are here. You guys are questioning everything that happens up to that point. And everybody forgets about all the positive things that happen with either a Mike or myself or even our coordinator for that matter. But that doesn't matter, right? You just talk about what's happening in the moment and you stay in the moment.
Coach, perception sometimes is reality. Sometimes it's not. Outside of this building, and I don't know what's going on inside of this building, it feels like outside people are saying, what's going on with the Falcons? Is it dysfunctional? They're firing a coach. They're making changes at kicker. What's happening inside the building for our fan base? Is it dysfunctional? How does it feel inside the building?
No, you got to make the changes you need in order to go out there and win football games. And that stuff just happens. That's a part of our business. You know, we all signed up as coaches, and we all signed up knowing that could happen. We all signed up knowing those things can happen anytime. And that's just how those things go. You know, it's always tough. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard decisions. There's always going to be moments where you want to have to be able to talk about it and provide clarity. These are not those moments. Right now, you move forward, you find ways to make the organization better, and you get us to the next step. You know, with the kicker, you just got to go out there and find somebody that can make them. You know, we've kind of dealt with it, you know, dragged it on maybe a little bit too long. You put it on myself from last year or whatever the case may be. Took it to the competition of the offseason. It didn't work out. Now you're in that mode of finding one and find somebody that can go out there and make them consistently. And we got to find that. You know, that's going to be critical at these moments. You see all these games throughout the week. They're going down to 3 points, and that won't change.
We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios with Coach Ra live here at Falcons. Last year, you nearly had 2,000-yard receivers. If Darnell doesn't miss that last game with a concussion, Ray had a career best. What changed with Ike Hilliard from being the guy that coached those guys to you dismissing him 3 weeks in the season?
You know, you're talking about the leadership of the room and what you want to do and the direction you want to go. And when you do those things, you have to make changes because of the discipline of some of the things that we want to get done. You got to make those changes. And when you make those changes, you don't want to set up yourself for uncomfortable environments for anybody. And you want to make sure you make harsh decisions, sometimes brutal decisions. And that's what your job is when you're the head coach. That's the job when you're leading the organization. And you got to go out there and you got to do those things. But we want to do these things for the right reasons, the right directions, and all the things that we want to get done. Right now, we can't rely on the fact that we almost had 3,000-yard receivers or we had guys break records last year. We got to only can rely on what we have going on right now. And we got to go change those things and do it right now. You got a small margin for error, and that was a small margin.
When you're watching the tape or when you make the decision, is it the receivers, is it schematically like they're not where they're supposed to be, they're not making the cuts, they're not doing the things? Is that what makes that decision?
You don't want to necessarily blame all that stuff. You know, you can blame a lot of things. You can talk about a lot of things. You can talk about role clarity. You can talk about everything that you have to do with that definition of it all. But these guys, I got a lot of faith in. These guys, I got a lot of confidence in. And we had to move in a different direction. Always hurts. Always awful. There's a lot of great qualities to our guy that we let go. There's no doubt about that. But we got to get the best of the qualities that we have in the building, and we got to get it out of our guys to play better.
Coach, since we have you here, and I said this maybe Tuesday about the changes, I will compliment you and say you're not waiting. And I said this to our audience that, you know, last year people wanted you to make changes at the quarterback position. You stayed patient. We understand that. But this situation is kicker's not working. We're moving. We're not scoring touchdowns, we're moving. And I think that's a positive that a lot of people in this negative thing that we're in right now coming off this loss may not see. I don't know if it'll work. I hope it does, but I will compliment you on I'm not waiting around to make these changes. It's Coach Ra with this guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coach, let me ask you about the play calls. Are they too complicated? Are play calls too long? When you talk about calling plays and getting them in a timely fashion, is that part of why we are not moving at a rate that we need to be moving offensively?
You know, a lot of it is, I wouldn't say the play calls are too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people.
Right.
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it. And that's what we're doing right now. The whole point of moving Zach down into the field, the whole point of finding a way to get some of those emergency calls out, to put more comfort in our quarterback so he can go out there and execute, getting him to call a little bit faster so he can go out and process everything and be able to get it done. Even if it's not the best call at the moment, it's something that he can process. He can go through the spots. He can get us all stuff done. That's where you got to go. You know, you can't worry about trying to be too perfect and doing some of those different things that happens to all of us when you're a perfectionist in this game. You want it to be the right way for the young man. But some of it, he can handle. Some of it, you can let him do better. Some of it, you can get it to him faster. Some of it, you can get it to him a bit different way. And we'll get those things done. I got a lot of confidence in that. We'll work on it this week. We'll work on getting stuff faster. We'll work on some of the mistakes if something happens. We'll be able to do those things. Things that you already done.
Right.
But it's just a way to put more emphasis on it when it happened in the fashion that it did.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bells. We get ready for the Commanders. We'll talk about that in just a sec. You're a guy that came up, and again, like most coaches, you learned both sides of the football. You coached some offense and some defense. Do you get to a point, because the pistol is probably the most talked about thing right now nationally in our use of the pistol. Zach today telling the media, look, Bijan or whoever, if it's Tyler, is the same distance behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's pistol or Mike's over center. But do you feel at some point, if we don't get the results, that's a conversation you might have with Zach to perhaps maybe we tweak things as far as the approach?
That's tough to tweak when you just ran for 150 the week before in the pistol, you know, primarily that way. And these guys have had a lot of success. You know, we talk about the guys that have success. It has been, you know, Bijan, has been, you know, Tyler. So it's tough to talk about the pistol that way. Now, if you're referring to the one when our young back was in at the end of the game and he was 27 yards deep, you got me.
What was he doing?
He was a little deep. He's a young guy.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you run the ball, I guess we had this conversation, I think, after week one.
I mean, so if you go pull that one out.
No.
You got me, buddy.
But just a little more play action. But, again, but I think you're going to play to Michael's strengths. And Michael did play in the pistol.
And, you know, the play action thing, you're 100% right. You know, like, you want to get more play actions off.
Right.
You know, and you do get more play actions off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess, right? That is not the way anybody wants to play football. And that's not where we want to go.
Okay. Coach, as we talk about the clock management stuff, do you have a clock management person in your ear, somebody that's upstairs, somebody that's next to you? Fans are asking us. We want to ask you.
What particularly are you asking?
Well, when we call the timeout, we alluded to this. Mike calls the timeout. We go over. We get the delay of game. We still don't pick up the first down out of the timeout.
I wouldn't call that a situational thing or a person talking to my ear. That was a mistake that I tried to let everybody know. You know, we had to call a timeout. The sets went out originally.
Okay.
You come to the sideline, you get the call, and we had a mistake by a young player that is I got a lot of confidence in. And he'll go get those things done. You know, when you got the timeout, you got people on the sideline, you tell them eight times, you go on the field, you mess it up. You can't call another timeout.
Right.
You take the delay game. That is a clear-cut mistake. That is something that you can't talk about. I don't put that in the time management realm. When you had to call a timeout, you could put it in the time management realm just because that's a problem. You shouldn't have to, right? Those things shouldn't happen. You got to be
early in the first half, right?
You got to be quick on your feet. You got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to move. You know, other than that, I don't know what I'm answering.
No, I just want – I think the question is
– That is fault.
Okay, so one is a mistake. That particular series and how that shook out is a mistake. The other stuff, I think people are asking, hey, we're taking timeouts early. Is that part of somebody being in your ear saying, Coach, we need to take a timeout? Or, hey, look at the clock, look what's going on. Or that's simply you?
No, some of the – we got people definitely there for that. But some of the timeouts, you know, you don't want. You know, we just talked about – the biggest one that I can think of right now that happened in this game. I don't know about any other ones that happened in the other games, but I noticed was one, you know, like Minnesota was close a couple of times with the crowd noise, different reasoning.
Right.
But you're 100% right. You want to clean all those things up, but definitely you have people in your ear. You have people across the ball talking about those things. You have people in all the labs talking about everything. So we got that.
Speaker cuts out with 15 seconds left in Penix's ear. And again, the speaker was out in his helmet.
Not the normal speaker cutting out. Not that.
Yeah.
That would be on us as a coaching staff. We're talking about the whole headset going out when you can't hear in general.
Right. And that's
and again, you have to do something. And that happens in stadiums sometimes.
Right. Well, we're not playing New
England. Not a lot. But it happens, and you gotta be ready for that as well. So
And again, you don't wanna
make that an excuse, like I said that night, but it's just I'm just very transparent and tell you the truth.
Right. And because the way things are going Sunday, we don't have a timeout before the half, and so we don't get a chance to kick the field goal. How you feel about Parker Rummel? Where's his head at? What's going on with the competition?
We got to see, man. You got to get him out there and let him kick. You know, we kick today, we'll kick on Friday, and then we'll make the decisions. We've been taking those things all the way to the wire, letting those guys go. And to be honest with you, you know, quite frank, we got to let the guys go out there. You know, Rummel had a great night on a Sunday night, and then we turned around and we didn't have a great night on a Sunday day at 1 in Carolina. So – you got to go out there. You got to keep earning it. You got to compete. And that's the only way I know to do it, a kicker. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
I know what people are telling us. We got to go. I know his quarterback's hurt, so he's a little banged up right now.
Who is that?
Well, I don't want to bring up where you know who he roots for. The guy that's standing behind you right there. And his quarterback's hurt a little bit.
Boomer Sooner.
But, Coach, I got two more things for you. What's been your message this week? I'm curious because you lose that way. And everybody comes in the building like, we know we're better than that.
Oh, yeah.
What's been your message?
The whole thing with our guys is don't blink. You know, like, let these guys come to work, cut your eyelids off, go back to work, let's get ready to go. Nobody get nervous. Nobody get unsettled. Let's go out there, go through our process, and go win, find a way to win a football game. That's been the goal. That is the goal. You know, we got great leadership around this. What are you talking about? Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom. What are you talking about? Jesse Bates. What are you talking about? All the guys on this place, Caden Ellis. We got great people that came in, Devon Diablo. We got great people that's wanting to win, wanting to play, Drake London. All these guys, they are motivated, right? And you always should be motivated. But I got to tell you, the human factor definitely kicks in when you take a loss like that, that there's definitely a little bit more motivation than normal.
And the last thing for me, Coach, is the Commanders. We saw him at the end of the season, big game last year, different circumstances. But I think the big question for us right now, it is Wednesday, guys. And Bell, we don't know who's playing quarterback. And what's the concern for you? And not just that, as you look at their team coming into this year, what's your concern is taking on the Commanders on Sunday?
Clearly very similar guys, you know, in the fact that they can both run. You know, we're talking about the both number two picks in the draft. Both two guys that made their living with their legs for a long time, but actually can then spin and do some really good things. You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked. And you definitely know what Jaden's done over the course of last year right. and up until this point. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You got to get ready for both of them. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant. And we know what it looks like. And you got to be ready to prepare for that.
Any chance AJ plays? AJ Terrell?
You know, AJ is, again, week to week. Like, I don't want to rule him out quite yet. You're talking about a hamstring.
Right.
Those things can turn around, you know. But, you know, I'm optimistic. But, you know. We'll
okay.
See.
Okay. We'll see. Coach, let's get right. Let's get right on Sunday.
Let's do it, man.
All right. That's Coach Raheem Morris. Guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We're coming back with more. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.